T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:15 now, and it's Tuesday morning, August 2nd, day two of what I'm referring to as pucker season. That's how I've referred, that's how I'm going to refer to August and September, because let's face it, that's when we get concerned about hurricanes, right? 70% chance for showers, already had some. Peyton Malone telling us an inch and a half of rain fell in the Irish Channel in a half an hour. So some of those downpours could be locally heavy. Be aware of that. I'm monitoring the Saints' Twitter account, and as it stands now, and I know a lot of you have tickets to go see the practice. As of 39 minutes ago, they said practice is still scheduled to be outside and open to the fans, so we'll let you know if anything changes on that. It's going to be more rainy today in the next couple of days than it has been. Then we'll be back to our 40% chance for showers come Thursday. What about small businesses? How are they doing in Louisiana? Well, Dawn McVay joins us, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, to let us know. How you doing, Dawn?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Doing well. How are you?
More importantly, I'm well, thank you. More importantly, how are small business owners doing?
Well, they're struggling still. Things are not getting better. And just like the everyday consumer, the cost of doing business, the cost of going out and shopping for the needs you have gone up. And for small business owners, the cost of doing business has gone up. And this inflation is just not easing, and it's not giving them a good outlook on the future. It's really frustrating.
What about employees? Can they find who they need?
Yeah, you know, that's actually been improving lately. You know, I think that, too, with summer ending will help. But, you know, I spoke with a retailer just last week who said, you know, she was so excited that she was able to hire 3 people and that she had enough people to even interview to get to that point. It was an exciting day for her. So, you know, we are seeing the job market improve. The expectations and the labor quality still remain a little bit of a challenge, but I think those things will start to kind of fall back into place and make it easier for small business owners to find employees. So that'll be good.
What are you hearing in terms of concerns, the biggest fears they have? Is it staying in business? Is it putting off expansion? Is it uncertainty of politics? Tell me what they're telling you.
Well, you know, uncertainty is kind of the word that is easiest for them to explain exactly what concerns them, but it's all of those things you listed rolled up into that. Mm-hmm. You know, what goes on in D.C. affects how they view the future. What goes on here, luckily we're not in session. Things are rolling along, you know, in Louisiana, luckily, you know, so we feel, you know, we feel okay about that, but our folks are telling us, look, we need some relief from, you know, this constant fear of a tax increase, which, you know, this newest deal in D.C. still could, although it doesn't have the 3.5% surcharge that was included on small businesses, that is out of the current version of this current discussion. But there is a huge expansion of the IRS, which will equate to more audits, more overreach by, you know, the IRS. And that's not a good feeling for a small business owner, you know, when they feel like they're being targeted.
Yeah, explain.
They've actually said they're going to go after pass-through organizations. And like we've talked about before, small business owners are pass-through organizations.
Wait, say that part again. They're going to do what?
they said that they, you know, their goal with some of this, you know, funding, extra funding, it's like $80 billion for IRS expansion. And this bill, you know, would be targeted at more audits for pass-through organizations, which small business owners are pass-throughs.
Pass-through is what you're saying?
Pass-through.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. I didn't understand you, Donna. I was a little bit confused there, but I got you. And tell me what that means, pass-through.
So the pass-through, you know, a small business owner is structured, you know, their tax structure and their legal structure is often like a LLC or sole proprietorship or, you know, some are a C-Corp. They're a little bit of everything as it relates to how they file. But when they file their taxes, they often file as pass-through entities, which means they use their individual income taxes, which is why we really watch those individual income tax rates so closely, as well as the corporate rate. And so the goal behind the funding for the IRS and this new version of this deal happening in D.C. is to really go after small business owners.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Dawn McVeigh, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. If you own a small business, I would love to hear from you at 504-260-1870. And please share with us in the audience what your concerns are. What are you happy about? What are you not happy about? And what concerns you most? 821 now, time for traffic, WWL. 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Rain looks like it's getting ready to start up again here in the CBD. And it's going to be that way throughout the day, on and off. Dawn McVeigh is our guest, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Dawn, somebody texted in about you saying the IRS going after small business. They said that's not entirely accurate. It's not targeting small businesses for the sake of targeting small businesses. It's the expansion is planning to go after people who abuse the PPP program and other COVID-related incentives. There's a time prescription on how long it takes to audit those records, which is why the expansion is happening now. And I just wonder where that fits into what you said. And are they really targeting small business just for the sake of targeting small business?
Well, as we understand it from our assessment of the bill, you know, I don't know that there's actually yet even a real markup that's even been able to happen. So it's hard to, you know, as things happen in D.C., we're working on what's being said that, you know, in this deal that's currently being discussed and with the Manchin Schumer, you know, like I said, deal. Is the best way to call it, because here we are. We've been fighting this Build Back Better for quite a while, and it has a different version every time it comes back. And every time it comes back, there's something that's very concerning for small business owners in it. And as it stands right now, and as we understand it, there, the growth, the whole point of growing the IRS is to focus on more audits, and whether that's PPP or anything else, the comments have been made that their focus will be on pass-through entities. Again, small business owners are often the pass-through entities. So it could be on everyday people as well. But again, our concerns are overreach and expansion of government can look like and how that can affect a small business owner.
Somebody else texted in. I think it's a good question. How do you define a small business?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ways that's been defined in the past. You know, a lot of laws are you know, 50 or fewer, and that, you know, except for those who are 50 or fewer, that sort of thing. And a lot, 50 was a number that was, you know, used a lot in different pieces of legislation. But the SBA defines small business owners as 500 or fewer employees, and our purposes in our organization, small business owners are anywhere from, you know, one employee to, you know, upwards of, you know, most of our members don't exceed the 500, but because they've grown over the years, right? But for our purposes, we represent independently owned businesses, not publicly traded entities.
I'm just wondering, in Louisiana, is there an average size? Because I'm thinking it could run from everything to a mom and pop what do you call these little kitschy things you put up, but women, I shouldn't have said that. What do you call decorated? You know what I mean, Dawn, right? The little ceramic vases. What do you call it?
Oh,
Knickknacks. Knickknacks is what I'm talking about. Yep. It could be that or it could be a doctor's office, right? I mean, is there an average size of a small business in Louisiana?
Yeah, well, no, you have everything from, you know, like you said, one to upwards, but the average is, you know, below. Most of our small business owners in Louisiana are 50 or fewer. They do fit that. We have a fair amount of members of ours specifically that are 10 or fewer employees. So we represent some of the smallest of the small. But, you know, across the landscape, yeah, you've got everything from, from those little whoever it is out there doing the one thing on Etsy that haven't been able to open a shop yet. To, you know, those who have grown, you know, that's why, you know, the policy side of what we do and what we focus on is so important because, you know, the policies that we pass at the state and federal level are what impact a person's ability to really grow.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate your time as always. I really do. And it's amazing the trouble I get myself into. I was talking about just some kind of gift shop, I guess, where you go and you find little things to hang on a wall. And I'm a single guy. I live alone, so I don't have a lot of stuff hanging on the walls. So that's why I'm having a hard time here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.